I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum.
He said you were involved in a racial incident.
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, January 11th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. This is a place that, you know, some people intended to bring us here. But most of us, I think, who've grown up over, I don't know, the last 50 years or so, would never have guessed. Before starting to do a little homework, I suppose that is, that we would ever end up here. It's a very strange place. You know, I think one of the greatest testaments to how weird and what a bizarro world, what an upside down backwards situation we're in, is that the reality TV star, the WWE guy turned president. When that guy is the most moderate, level-headed voice in the room, we know that something has happened. And notice I didn't say person, I said voice. So, I think we'll do, maybe we'll give you a little bit of the Glenn Beck interview of Donald Trump. Glenn Beck interviewed Donald Trump shortly before the beginning of the year, particularly concerning the January 6th distraction, Glenn Beck put it. And so there are many takes on that. I really don't understand how we can't have an honest conversation when every single time something like this happens, whether it's the Whitmer scandal, you know, the alleged kidnapping, or I don't know, the Malheur Wildlife Refuge deal, or the January 6th thing, whatever it is, there are always more, or the Draw Muhammad contest, I've talked about that several times, anything like that. There are always more federal agents involved and on the periphery than there are those who are suborned. These hapless, witless folks, and I've talked about this many, many times, I don't understand how we can't come together, regardless of political leaning or whatever your view of whatever group is, it should strike us all as very peculiar that every time there's one of these high profile episodes, there are more federal agents involved than anything else. And that just always seems to come to light. I don't think it's I don't think it's supposed to be suppressed either. I think it's intended to come out because that further foments discord. And there are some, you know, there are those who refuse to acknowledge that reality. And so on the conflict goes. So anyway, I think that's interesting. But Donald Trump had some interesting things to say. Maybe we'll play the first few minutes of that. First, though, back to yesterday's conversation about once saved, always saved. Has some additional thoughts on that. you know, again, I mentioned the issue of the heart. Only God knows the heart. Proverbs 11:20 says the perverse in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but the blameless in their walk are his delight. So that's interesting. Blameless in their walk. And that's a concept that is sort of echoed throughout the Bible. And Proverbs 10:9, he who walks in his integrity, he who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will be found out. Those kinds of things. Proverbs 10:5, he who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully. I wanted to read, I mentioned Oswald Chambers recently. I think the 10th and the 11th entries are fitting. So January 10th entry in Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, is titled The Opened Sight. Quoting Acts 26:18, to open their eyes that they may receive. And Chambers writes, this verse is the grandest condensation of the propaganda of a disciple of Jesus Christ in the whole of the New Testament. The first sovereign work of grace is summed up in the words, that they may receive remission of sins, quote unquote. When a man fails in personal Christian experience, it is nearly always because he has never received anything. The only sign that a man is saved is that he has received something from Jesus Christ. Our part as workers for God is to open men's eyes that they may turn themselves from darkness to light. That is not salvation, that is conversion, the effort of a roused human being. And then Chambers writes, I do not think it is too sweeping to say that the majority of nominal Christians are of this order. Their eyes are opened, but they have received nothing. Conversion is not regeneration. This is one of the neglected factors in our preaching today. When a man is born again, he knows that it is because he has received something as a gift from Almighty God and not because of his own decision. People register their vows and sign their pledges. There's also the issue of New Year's resolutions, which is something that Chambers also addresses early on in January entries. People register their vows and sign their pledges and determine to go through, but none of this is salvation. Salvation means that we are brought to the place where we are able to receive something from God on the authority of Jesus Christ, vis-a-vis remission of sins. Then there follows the second mighty work of grace and inheritance among them which are sanctified, quote unquote. In sanctification, the regenerated soul deliberately gives up his right to himself, to Jesus Christ, and identifies himself entirely with God's interest in other men. And the interest in other men is interesting. It leads to the January 11th entry, but this idea of gives up his right to himself, to Jesus Christ, and identifies himself entirely with God's interest in other men. It's a fascinating thing and something that you could spend, I think, a lifetime unpacking. but something that Chambers comes back to again and again, and is obviously a central theme of the Bible, particularly of the New Testament. You know, the idea of someone asks for your shirt, give him your coat. He asks, you know, go a mile with him, go two, that kind of thing. Again, I mentioned love yesterday. And so we, you know, think of the idea of love, the quintessential definition being 1 Corinthians 13. Love does not seek its own, does not take into account a wrong suffered, those kinds of things, does not seek its own. And again, in the King James, thinketh no evil. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. That's definitely a setting aside of self. People will say, yeah, but I don't want to be some kind of doormat. Well, faith says that his ways are not our ways, and they're greater. And therefore, if you walk by faith and not by sight, then like John reminded us yesterday, you know, Romans 8:28, Revelation 21:5, those kinds of things are in view there. So that's interesting. Gives up his right to himself. And then what happens? Well, I think that sort of leads to the January 11th entry, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost, First, Highest. What my obedience to God costs other people. That's a fascinating concept, and therein lies the rub. So he quotes Luke 23:26. They laid hold upon one Simon, and on him they laid the cross. You know, the guy that said, I will never let it happen? That guy. Or is it a different Simon? Anyway, if we obey God, it is going to cost other people more than it costs us. And that is where the sting comes in. If we are in love with our Lord, obedience does not cost us anything. It is a delight, but it costs those who do not love him a good deal. Cost those who do not love him a good deal. If we obey God, it will mean that other people's plans are upset, and they will jibe us with it. You call this Christianity? We can prevent the suffering, but if we are going to obey God, we must not prevent it. We must let the cost be paid. Our human pride entrenches itself on this point, and we say, I will never accept anything from anyone. Yeah. So, which sounds like Peter, I'll never let it happen, Lord. We shall have to obey or disobey God. We shall have to, or disobey God. We have no right to expect to be in any other relation than our Lord himself was in. And he parenthetically adds, see Luke 8, 2 and 3, which is the prelude to the parable of the sower. Stagnation in spiritual life comes when we say we will bear the whole thing ourselves. We cannot. That's what he said. Take my yoke. You know, his yoke, his burden is light. We are so involved in the universal purposes of God that immediately we obey God, others are affected. Are we going to remain loyal in our obedience to God and go through the humiliation of refusing to be independent? And it really is. Maybe you've experienced this. Or are we going to take the other line and say, I will not cost other people suffering? We can disobey God if we choose, and it will bring immediate relief to the situation, but we shall be a grief to our Lord. Whereas if we obey God, he will look after those who have been pressed into the consequences of our obedience. We have simply to obey and to leave all consequences with him. Beware of the inclination to dictate to God as to what you will allow to happen if you obey him, which is a fascinating thing. And there are lots of examples. I think Acts chapter 2 is another example, and the counterfeit of that is communism. It's not communism. The question is always who decides. But Luke chapter 8, Mark 4, Matthew 13, the parable of the sower. Luke 8, 2 and 3 is, well, from the beginning. Soon afterwards, he, Jesus, began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who were contributing to their support out of their private means. There's the thing where it costs them something because of the obedience, these others. Paul talks about this a lot. To the Corinthians, for example. Anyway, so then follows the parable of the sower. And I think the parable of the sower really speaks to the conversation, you know. Again, it's not a dogmatic sort of conversation. I think that the devil does a masterful job of pulling the truth apart and dividing it and saying it's, you know, is it this or is it that, when it's both. You know, the conversation in the past I've mentioned, I think, you know, something like, is it Calvinism or is it Arminianism? Well, I think the answer is yes. And it depends. And God is the one who knows the heart. And that's kind of where, and that's where it lies. And you can see evidence, perhaps. Again, James chapter 2, faith without works is dead. And the parable of the sower, which is sort of echoed in places like Proverbs 11:24. Proverbs 11:24, there's one who scatters and yet increases all the more. There's one who withholds what is justly due and yet it results only in want, which sounds like, at least to me, in the parable of the sower, the So Proverbs 11:24 sounds a lot like the parable of the sower, Jesus saying, so take care how you listen, for whoever has, to him more shall be given, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, shall be taken away from him. Anyway, just my two cents, not somebody's scripted, canned interpretation of once saved, always saved. Just some thoughts on that from yesterday's conversation about that, and seemed like it was of interest, and I think it's interesting. So for whatever it's worth, there's that. Glenn Beck's interview of Donald Trump, like I said, I think it's fascinating that this guy is such a controversial figure, and yet to listen to him in this interview, he sounds very, very moderate, I would say. Very level-headed. Very interesting. What's happening? What is happening? I mean, if you remember, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, even I think Mao Zedong were all Time Man of the Year before all hell broke loose. I mean, completely. Who knows? Stick around. We'll be right back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. Made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You do. just keep on using me until you use me up.
Welcome back.
Until you use me up.
All right, got a couple of things before we do that. To the phones, Jenna in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Chris. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks.
And Happy New Year. The reason for my call is what's happening now, and we just got this information. January 12th from 9:30 to 3:30, the Washington State Board of Health will discuss applying current infectious disease WAC codes to include COVID-19 for all Washington State residents. And the policy is allowing a local health officer, who can be any yaya, to use law enforcement to force an emergency order to involuntarily detain a person or group of persons, families, to be isolated in a quarantine facility following the refusal to voluntarily comply with requests for medical examinations, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination. These specifics come from blah, blah, blah. So this is a discussion on a webinar tomorrow, and then you can register to talk, but all written comments had to be in by January 7th.
Right.
And, yeah, so
it's the ultimate consensus-building colorful expletive. I can't say what I really think on the radio, but... Well, so that gets back to the conversation yesterday, basically, and how I was saying, you know, but every time I look into these things, it seems like there's this effort to obfuscate, really not to make clear the details, but to obfuscate and say, well, you know, mandatory compliance and all that stuff is, it's not that. And, you know, to sort of soft pedal it, doesn't matter what you call it, it's tyrannical, and it should be considered anti-American.
Absolutely. The actual number on it, I did read this whole, it's WAC 246-100-040, and I went,
say that one more time,
all,
please.
Oh, WAC 246-100-040.
Okay.
And those specifics I was reading through, and it looks like there's requests out there for track and trace for everyone mm-hmm. to voluntarily download the app. And those people will be the first on the list that they may target. But it's like it's also ambiguous who the local health officers are and giving them power to just call the police. Because I know that they've been setting up this camp or quarantine center in Centralia, which totally just got flooded. So I think there's hiccups.
So WAC 246-100-040 is Washington State, whatever, code, procedures for isolation or quarantine.
Yes.
His or, yeah, okay.
And then also the discussion on including the COVID injections as part of school immunization requirements. Mm-hmm. And I know that's from the CARES Act because billions, according to Ingrid Castle, hundreds of billions have gone to schools to ensure this happens.
And we have to ask where that came from.
Yeah.
We know there are certain folks, again, Bill Gates, you know, who seems to be feverishly involved in these kinds of things. The schooling, the health, everything. Anyway. So we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. Bottom of the hour coming up right after the short break.
The truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. So, this, what it is Washington Administrative Code. Washington Administrative Code, which reminds me of William Willoughby's Principles of Judicial Administration, 1919, the Institute for Government Research, which became Brookings. He went to Puerto Rico, I believe, to practice and bring back the progressive coup of administrative management. So anyway, this sort of represents that, and it's always the good reason. I mean, just a little sort of cursory investigation during the break. So WAC, Washington Administrative Code 246-100-040, procedures for isolation or quarantine. So as the good reason, starts out, you know, number one, at his or her sole discretion, that sounds scary, a local health officer may issue an emergency detention order, causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation or quarantine in accordance with subsection 3 of this section, or may petition the Superior Court ex parte for an order to take the person or group of persons into involuntary detention for purposes of isolation or quarantine in accordance with subsection 4, etc., etc. And, you know, A has, you know, provided that he or she has first made reasonable efforts, which shall be documented, to obtain voluntary compliance, of course. We tried voluntary compliance, but the subject is uncooperative. They're not a person, they're a subject. With requests for medical examination, testing, treatment, counseling, vaccination, decontamination of persons, or so. This is an interesting thing that has been used throughout history. I mean, dating to antiquity, you know, if you can cast someone as insane or, you know, mentally incompetent, physically, maybe, you know, they are a leper or something and they're in danger of contaminating those around them. This is something, you know, to fearmonger people and use the masses as a way to geld the minority is not a new thing. I think it's interesting, you know, the good reason, it seems there's a little link that says agency filings affecting this section, which takes you to a link, which takes you to another link, date of filing 2/13/2003, which was just prior to all of the pandemic response plans rolling out. So WSR filing number 03-05-048, permanent rule, filed February 13, 2003. State Board of Health, it says purpose. Oh, just date of adoption, December 10, 2002, filed February 13, 2003. Purpose, to provide guidance to first responders in the event of bioterrorism attack, chemical or radiologic attack, or major infectious disease outbreak, about the enforceability of local health officers' orders and the due process. You know, so here we are again. First of all, it's weird. You know, people show up in spacesuits saying, "Sir, you have to come with us." And you say, "Well, no, thank you. I'm fine. I'm okay. I appreciate your concern, but I'm fine." And so then back to WAC, Washington Administrative Code, at his or her sole discretion, you know, provided that he or she has first made reasonable efforts, which shall be documented, to obtain voluntary compliance. Has there been a chemical or radiologic attack? No. Well, actually, there was that thing. There was that FBI Thrax incident around 9/11, which turned out, you know, it originated in an FBI lab. Again, there are more agents on the periphery than anything else. So that's curious. And does this ever go bad? Yeah, I think Katrina should come to mind. You know, people saying, I understand, you know, there's water. We deal with this all the time. Kind of every year, actually. No, sir, ma'am, you have to come with us. And by the way, we'll have to take your firearms. Well, who are you? Well, we're Blackwater, but FEMA will be here in a couple weeks. Don't worry. And so, you know, things, strange things have happened and should give us pause, I think, with these kinds of things. And again, I think it's weird that suddenly – how easily we've gone to all of this webinar crap. I think they should be outlawed. You know, if you're such a coward that you can't show up in person, or you're afraid, like you're afraid of the plague, then, you know, maybe you're not fit for public office. I don't know.
Well, it makes it really easy for them to throw all of these additives in and make it very difficult for people to participate. At the very bottom of this
you can't object, certainly, because you submit your questions in advance, and any real questions get thrown out, obviously.
Yeah, but this also, at the very bottom, it says, including but not limited to tuberculosis and HIV, they shall supersede this section. So they can test for anything, but
right.
You have to remember, this is Washington State where Bill Gates lives. So,
well, used to anyway, but yeah.
Well, I think he still has land everywhere,
yeah.
And he has his family residency, and he's still visiting this place, and this is like the other Washington, D.C., and I think that it's just amazing how much this guy has done, or under his realm of bloodline, I guess. I did put a link to the secret bloodlines of Bill Gates in the Road Warrior Radio Chitango, and I thought that was kind of interesting. All of the bloodline linkages, but I am signed up for the webinar because I can. But already, because it has preemptive questions: are you for or against it? And I wonder how many people even know about it. This didn't come into our realm until yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea, because we're just, there's so many things that are flying through the radar because of all of the media not covering things.
Right.
The media distracting us all.
And speaking of administrative hijinks, which, you know, again, Soviet in English is councils and committees. So, you know, it reminds me of Ralph Winterow talking about the Federal Register. Who is watching the Federal Register? And yet they promulgate substantive rules of conduct presumed to have the force and effect of law. And you know what? We give you a comment period of 30 or 60 or 90 days. And if no one comments, well, then I guess no one objects. But no one knows. No one's watching. And the same thing happens at a state and a local level. And it's what you're talking about. There's this hijinks where nobody knows. There are preemptive questions that prevent certain people from, you know, those who would object legitimately, from either making their grievance known, or I guess from the sound of it, even participating in the webinar, which is, I mean, it's just evil in simple terms. I was reading about righteousness and wickedness this morning. It's wickedness. That's what it is.
Fully. And, you can't even forget what's being sprayed above, like the heavy, thick, dank lines that are just going over for miles and miles. You look up just before sunset, and there they are. It's a continuation of, you know, we have no way of clearly stopping that. This has been years and years and years. I'm glad that you mentioned Jim Lee yesterday, because it's all documented and it's all there, and it's all encompassing our environment. It is wicked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a word, it's wickedness. No doubt about it.
So, I don't know. I'll call in and let you know how the webinar goes.
I would be very interested to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess that's it from Washington State.
Thanks, you, Jenna.
Chris. Sure.
Much
Bye.
Appreciated. Yeah. I mean, this is why I mentioned yesterday, the article about Scott Davison talking about basically what I would call mass genocide. I mean, I was, you know, those of us paying attention, I think all of us who have been seeing this shaping up, I mean, basically, you know, without splitting hairs over semantics, the I would say the vaccine deal is getting people to load themselves on the trains, if that makes sense. And I said last year, I think this is a mass casualty event. You know, when the vaccine started rolling out a year ago, seemed like a mass casualty event. It's just, it's absolutely astonishing to see the things that people will do without question. It's absolutely astonishing. And I don't know. I wouldn't believe it unless I saw it with my own eyes, I guess. No way. Really? People will just do things without questioning at all? Which, again, reminds me of the article that I wrote, COVID-19 Full Circle. I opened the article not just with the picture of the marionette depicted in, you know, basically the person, the marionette, the fractured pieces of the person as a marionette in Biderman and Zimmer's The Manipulation of Human Behavior, published in 1961, but also the quotes, you know, Gustav Le Bon, the herdthink godfather, the godfather of herdthink, you know, the masses have never thirsted after truth. Whoever can supply them with illusions is easily their master. Whoever attempts to destroy their illusions is always their victim, which harkens back to Plato's allegory of the cave. This is a concept that dates to antiquity. And I mean, where is Gandhi? You know, where is peaceful noncompliance? Where is Martin Luther King when he finally said, enough is enough, I'm not going to be your stooge anymore? Where's Malcolm X when he said the same thing? Oh yeah, we can't have them hanging around. So Matthias de Smets said, you know, brought it forward contemporarily, the less practically meaningful a behavior is, the better it serves its function as a ritual. The more absurd it is, the better it serves as a function as a ritual. And the more sacrifices it demands, the better it functions as a ritual. Then the definition of menticide, a systematic and intentional undermining of a person's conscious mind, brainwashing. The systematic effort to undermine and destroy a person's values and beliefs as by the use of prolonged interrogation, drugs, torture, etc., and to induce radically different ideas. Have you noticed that some places you go, people wear masks, I don't know, walking around in fresh air, for example? That seems like somehow someone or other induced radically different ideas all of a sudden. Through, for example, the systematic effort to undermine or destroy a person's values and beliefs, maybe through torture, prolonged propaganda, Bateson's double bind technique to induce schizophrenia so that you could sort of reduce, you know, basically wipe the slate clean, create the tabula rasa, and then introduce conflicting information so that they will trust the experts. Well, I'm not sure. Is it this or is that? I just have to trust the expert, and I can't rely on my own understanding because, gosh, the information is conflicting. So what do I do? And so, you know, from there I included an article a friend sent me, Joe Hoft's Gateway Pundit article, huge CDC and Big Pharma data confirm that more children will die from COVID vaccine than from the COVID virus. That was November 21, 2021. And I, from the end of the article, I said, Toby Rogers, from the article, Toby Rogers sums it up as follows. So to put it simply, the Biden administration plan would kill 5,248 children via Pfizer mRNA shots in order to save 45 children from dying of coronavirus. For every one child saved by the shot, another 117 would be killed by the shot. And that doesn't even include those permanently injured, et cetera, maybe those sterilized, et cetera, et cetera. And those not reported through VAERS, et cetera. The Pfizer mRNA shot fails any honest risk-benefit analysis in children ages 5 to 11, who, by the way, are not at risk and never have been. So, what is it? Like I said, it's, can we just call it what it is? Child sacrifice? We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. So, you know, you have this this article, Gateway Pundit article, featuring Scott Davison, CEO of Indianapolis-based insurance company One America. talking about how basically the vaccine is a mass casualty event. What the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just huge numbers. And what we saw just in the third quarter, we're seeing it continue into the fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. So, you know, the article continues to put it in perspective. Davidson said the massive spike in death in this age group is four times higher than what would be seen in a 1 in 200 year catastrophe, adding that 40% is just unheard of. Yeah. So to conclude, yeah, from the article, it's not just one America that is seeing this trend in their claims data. He says, but every single other insurance company has also reported seeing the same. What is worrisome, though, is that the biggest increase in excess deaths has come from the traditionally healthier working age individuals under 65, and not the elderly, who are the most susceptible to the COVID-19 virus. Quote, we are seeing right now the highest death rates we've seen in the history of this business, and not just one America. The data is consistent across every player in that business, insurance, that is. So, again, it's just another curious coincidence. The World Economic Forum says that the fourth, you know, Klaus Schwab's the fourth industrial revolution is going to automate everything, and guys like Jordy Rose say that he can make a robot for $10, sell it for $15, that will replace all of our $100,000 a year jobs. This seems like Sun Tzu's Art of War at work, in my humble estimation. And so, you know, what convenient timing to get rid of a large portion of the workforce, the workers of last resort in America in particular. It's a curious coincidence of timing. So, curious coincidence of timing. But you know what? I'm sure it's just a coincidence, right? Just another. So, you know, all of which is to say, I suppose, once again, I'm reminded of the great John Judge, who said, I'm willing to be considered, called a conspiracy theorist, as long as we call everyone else a coincidence theorist. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.